Today we're joined by Michael Klucheski, a national practice leader for the Standard Insurance Company Workplace Possibilities Program, which helps employers prevent and manage employee absence and disability. Today he answers questions about employee absence and productivity challenges that employers are facing and what can be done to overcome them. So thanks so much for joining me today, Michael.
Thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it.
What are the newest trends in absence and disability management?
Well, what I'd like to point out, not so much trends as sort of problem trends that we're finding out in the workplace. And number one would be employers managing absence and disability. Number two is return to work options for employees who have been injured or are hurt in non-workers' compensation claims. And number three is a lack of resources for addressing employee health in the workplace. Now, what we found is that these things get addressed piecemeal, and the most effective strategy for dealing with this stuff is to integrate a group of services into a cohesive approach that reduces the duration of absences, prevents absences, reduces the cost and impact of absence and disability, and increases productivity. Now, there's a number of methods and programs out there that do this. Unfortunately, most workplaces use these methods and programs randomly. Workplace Possibilities have achieved measurable results by combining a number of programs, and the key feature of all of this, the way we deliver these programs, is by use of an on-site disability management consultant at the employer's facility.
And how does the integrated platform work to combat workplace issues affecting employers?
Well, our program is designed specifically to do that, and our on-site people are either nurses or vocational rehabilitation experts, and they really become quarterbacks to unite three best practices of absence and disability management. The first one is transitional return to work. The second one is nurse case management, and the third one is being an on-site provider. Now, our folks also help employees access the employer's specific health management programs like the EAP, disease management, or wellness. Now, just to give you some examples of the kind of things that our folks do, if an employee has been away from work with a mental health condition for a long time, we help them get back to work really quickly. If an employee is struggling at work because they have a back problem and they don't have a decent chair, we can get them an ergonomic chair that will reduce chronic back pain. So those are the kind of things that we actually do that work really well.
And for people that aren't necessarily using your program, what are some tips that they can put into practice for their own program?
I have five tips. The first one is, if you're an employer that wants to have a good absence and disability management program, go to your broker or your consultant and get them to find you a provider who has a robust program. The second tip is that that program should have an on-site capability. In other words, the disability management carrier or third-party administrator should not be using exclusively telephone contact to talk to HR or the supervisor or the absent employee or the employee's physician. Third would be to have a fixed point of responsibility for the absence and disability management program, which also includes everything that happens in workers' comp as well when it comes to return to work or disability management. So this individual should be a manager, should be in charge of all those programs, and the main liaison with any providers that are involved in these programs. Number four is to ensure that supervisors provide transitional work. That is essential. It should be required throughout the company. And the fifth tip is employers should develop a formal and speedy mechanism for referring employees to the program, the health management programs I mentioned earlier, EAP, wellness, disease management.
And going back to that transitional program, how does that benefit an employer?
Let's just review for a second what transitional work is. It's a change to the hours of work, the location of the work, the duties, the actual duties, or the workstation. Having an employee work when they're recovering allows them to recover at work, and they are usually the best person to do their job anyways. The way the on-site consultant helps the employer is by making sure that transitional work meets the employee's needs, is within their restrictions, and we do this by actually talking to the employee in person, talking to the supervisor, sometimes even meeting with the physician. And a speedier return to work is exactly what helps employers because they don't have to figure out some other way to get the work done.
But what are the costs? Is it cost efficient?
Well, you're right. The cost is an issue, and I want to emphasize here that when we've got people on site, they're either nurses or vocational specialists. They are not there all the time. They're there as much as they're needed, and when they're there, all they do is work with employees to either bring them back to work or prevent them from going off on a claim. This reduces the amount of money that employers have to pay out in hard dollars for people to be absent in sick leave or salary continuance or short-term disability. So cost is top of mind, but reduce the duration of absence and disability. This saves money. We prevent absences and some disability. That saves money. And improving productivity also saves money.
And then what about on the side of the doctor pharmacist? Is that more costly, especially if you're a smaller mid-level company?
We're not suggesting that anybody bring doctors or pharmacists on site. What we are suggesting is that the on-site clinics that have helped many mid to large size employers across the country have proven to be cost effective. And one of the big reasons is because they're on site. Our program is on site. So we have that in common with them. And we believe that this is best practice for any program that wants to help people.
Well, Mike Gould, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Lisa, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.